Thank you for holding. Is this Raphael and Lucinda?
Yes.
Hi, guys. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash for the state of Georgia. How you guys doing today?
Good.
Guys and girls. I'm doing well. It's been a busy day. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara, about putting your company on the first page of the Google search results. She asked me to go over pricing. Did you have a question, like, in regards to the listing or how it works?
I think we got it, like, we searched, like, painters near me. We come up.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know if you're near a computer at all, but when you do that search, there's a map that pops up, and then there's only three top recommended painters for about a 40-mile radius around you. We have one spot open, so that's why we're reaching out to you. Once we fill that position, we're going to close out the category, so we won't be able to work with any other painters in the area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it's very profitable to be there. I mean, it's been the most profitable way to market for the last 20 years. You know, most people, when they need a painting contractor, they just kind of Google painters, painter near me, and then the top recommended guys capitalize on 90% of the traffic. So that's where we're talking about listing you. Our services are all month to month. They don't require any long-term contract. It's $249 on a month-to-month basis. That's usually the biggest concern, so that's why I wanted to get the pricing out of the way kind of early in the call. But there's a lot of things that we do for you outside of just list you on the first page of Google. That's the most profitable thing because you don't have to pay per lead or click or call. So that $249, you know, we have you up there. If you guys get 100 jobs from it, your bill's the same each month. It's not going to go up or fluctuate or change based on that.
Okay.
And then we could also, like, build a website if you guys don't have a website. We could run some Facebook ads for you as well to help generate traffic. We have pre-existing relationships with directories like Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack. So those are good directories that will help you generate more traffic and exposure for the business. But the idea here is just to get you as many job opportunities as we can each month so that way you keep using the Google advertising.
Yeah.
Well, it's month to month, no contract, by the way, Lucinda.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all of our clients are coming back on their own. We're not requiring you guys sign like a 3, 6, or 12 month agreement.
Can we try it this month and see?
Yeah, it's a month-to-month service. So that's how we start all of our relationships, is we just go 1 month at a time.
Okay.
So do you guys have a logo for the business or, like, pictures of work that you've done in the past that we could use for, like, the website, the Google business profile, and the Facebook page?
Yes.
You do?
We
okay. All right. Also, I have bilingual reps, too, Lucinda. So if, like, moving forward, through a customer service, if you guys want Spanish, I'll put on your account a bilingual representative. So that way every time we call in, whether it's you or Raphael, we'll make sure to explain everything clearly to him and you. Okay. All right. So I'm going to send you my contact information. Give me 1 second. And then I'm going to send you an email address as well for you to send in any photos and the company logo. And then I'm going to build your Google business profile right now. Get started on everything. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Did you get the first text message?
Yes.
Okay. That's my contact information, and then the email address is coming through. Lucinda, are we going to put you as the primary point of contact for the business, or Raphael?
Me.
Okay. Lucinda. Okay. And what's your last name?
Thomas. T-O-M-A-S.
Okay. All right. And you're his wife?
Yes.
Okay. And Raphael, he usually goes out and does the work, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Do you guys have a crew of people that work with him, or is it just him?
No, we have a crew.
Okay. How many people?
Seven.
Seven. Okay. And you trust these people with your business?
Yeah.
Okay. I know that's kind of a vague question, but we just want to make sure that, you're putting people out there that you trust. If you get a bad review or something, you know, it kind of has a negative effect. So, okay.
Yeah.
Do you spell your first name L-U-C-I-N-D-A?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you can only have one phone number for the customers to contact off the first page of Google. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
No, mine, it is 470-546-2339.
Okay. Hold on. You said 470-546-2239?
548.
Okay. Hold on. 470-548-2239.
No, it's at 2339.
Okay. Bear with me here. I'm having a issue with this number. 470. Okay, one more time, Lucinda. You said 470?
548-2339.
Okay. And that'll go directly to you?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's your business email address where I could send an outline of the agreement in writing as well as a business receipt?
The business email is RLBS Painting LLC at gmail.com.
Okay. RLBS Painting LLC at gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And then Google's going to send a PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. What's the street address that I could send that to?
112. White Oak Trail, Hummers, Georgia.
White Oak Trail. I have Cumming, Georgia. You said White Oak Trail?
Yeah.
Okay, I found it. Here we go. 30529?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you can hide the address if you'd like. Do you want me to hide it for you?
Yeah.
Okay. It'll still have the city, state, and zip, but they just won't be able to, like, show up at your door or anything like that. We'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then the website, okay, I already sent that, the email for that, okay. How do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
8 to 6.
8 to 6, okay, and is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. From Sunday.
7 days a week?
No.
It's not Saturday. Yeah. Okay, got it. So yeah. Sunday through Friday, and then Saturday closed. Okay. Save. Okay, so I have your business profile created. Just to make sure nothing gets lost in translation, I want to set up an appointment where I can get you and Raphael on the line with a bilingual representative to do a client interview. That way when we customize your campaign, We have the exact areas that you guys are willing to go to, the exact services. We want you listed properly so that the calls that come in are always qualified job opportunities for you. And then also, we want to get this website up and running as soon as possible. So what do you think would be the best time to do the client interview with our bilingual representative?
I mean, today or?
Yeah. I mean, it's your earliest convenience, you know, whatever's the most convenient for you or the soonest you can do it, I can schedule it and then they'll circle back with you and walk you through the process.
Okay. Today, except like around 2 to 3:30, we're going to be busy.
Okay. You want to do it between 1 and 2 today?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation and then they will text you right before we call. It's in about 30 minutes, so it should be pretty quick. I just got to build the profile, secure the first month's payment and send it over to them. And then I will call you with them on the line and we'll walk you through it. Okay. Get it going pretty quickly here. I like that too, because then, you know, if you pay today, we want to make sure we get everything up and running as soon as possible. So
yeah.
It's better that way. Sometimes guys are like, call me on Friday. I'm like, man, I don't want to wait 3 days. That's a waste of 3 days. All right.
Yeah.
So I have the client interview scheduled. You'll get an invitation to that here in just a second. I sent it to the rlbspaintingllc@gmail.com.
Yeah. So what do I do here? Nothing?
Well, yeah, I mean, that one you could hit accept, like, okay, you'll be ready for the appointment. So you say yes, it's just an invitation. So sometimes people schedule it out. You're doing it like in 30 minutes. So
yeah.
It's not like you really need that reminder on your calendar, but it also sends a notification to them too. So it's more just to have the appointment confirmed on both departments.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. And then how did you want to secure the first month's payment of the $249?
A credit card.
Okay. Now, Lucinda, is this under your name, Raphael's name, or the business name?
The business name.
Okay. So it does say RLB's Painting LLC on it?
Yeah, well, we each have a credit card, so on each one it says our name and the RLB Painting LLC.
Okay, so this one has your name on it?
No, it's my husband's name.
Okay, Raphael. So Raphael?
Well, he has a first name, actually. I don't know why he's like it, but...
Okay.
It's Romandi.
Oh, can you say that again? I'm sorry.
R-O-M-A-N-D-Y, Romandi.
Okay. And then last name is Tomas?
No, Roblero. R-O-B-L-E-R-O.
Got it. Okay. Romandi Roblero. And it says R-L-B Painting LLC?
Yes.
Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
Okay. So on the front of that card, Lucinda, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 numbers at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay. 5474.
5474?
Oh, yes.
Sorry. Okay.
1517.
1517.
Yeah. 7487.
7487.
6277.
6277. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
1127.
1127. And then 3-digit code on the back.
163.
163. Okay. Hang on the line with me. I'm going to process the first month's payment, and then they're going to send you an outline of the agreement in writing. Okay, they're also okay, going to send... So, oh, sorry, go ahead.
I have a question. Is it these, like, starting from today or, like, tomorrow, like, October?
I could change it if you want. Like, we could process the payment now, and we could make it so the next payment doesn't go through until November 1st. Do you want to do that? So that way it's reoccurring on the 1st of each month?
Yeah. Can you do that?
Yeah. He said, mm-hmm. That was funny. Okay. Yeah, I got you. So the first month's payment will process today, but it won't be set up to renew until the 1st of November. And then after that, it'll be reoccurring on the first day of each month. You guys can discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you're going to discontinue the services, just contact us before the 1st of the month so that way we could stop that automated billing cycle.
Okay.
Okay. And then I'm going to process the first payment today in the amount of the $249. The website, everything's included, so you're going to get an outline of the agreement here. And then you do have to sign off on it. I believe it'll come across in your name, Lucinda, because I have you as the primary on the account, but also the billing information is under his name. So I don't know if it's going to send in his name because the payment is under his name, or if it's going to come across with your name on it because I put you as the primary line of contact on the account. I guess we'll just see when it comes through right now. But it is set up to, or it's an automated machine that's creating the agreement. So you're going to get everything in writing, and then you also get the Google verification form. Do you guys have any kind of like license or insurance for the business?
Yeah, we have insurance. We're still looking for a license, but we don't have it yet.
Yeah, I'm not sure for painting. I think it depends on if you guys are doing commercial services or not, but Georgia's pretty lenient on the requirements for painting contractors. You know, usually you want the insurance just to kind of make sure that, you know, if something happens while you're out there, that you're protected, but they're pretty lenient for the most part when it comes to that.
Okay. But yeah, we do have insurance.
Okay. So the reason I asked though is because there's a form that you're going to get here in just a second when it comes through. It'll say pictures needed for Google verification. So it'll ask you to like send in a photo of the insurance, license, business registration. It'll ask you for various different things. What you want to do, Lucinda, though, is just try to fill it out as best as you can. If anything's missing, don't panic. Okay. Just fill it out as best you can. There is a little box at the bottom that'll ask you or will tell you, hey, if anything's missing, that we have to do a video call. So we'll do like a three-way video call with our bilingual rep, and we could just verify the listing over the phone if we need to.
Okay.
Okay. But let me know when these come in. Should get some text messages here. Oh, by the way, the texts are going to come to the 678 number.
Okay.
Okay, just because that's the one that we're on. Okay. Did it go to your cell phone?
No, through the account or the email. Or the
Okay. Okay, yeah, it goes to the email as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you click on that, there's a full outline of the agreement there in writing. So it'll have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. And then it does ask you to sign off on it. Did it come across as your name or Raphael? It'll tell you, like, sign here to accept the subscription terms. It'll have a name there at the bottom when you click on the link.
It doesn't say name.
Huh. Okay. Hold on. Let me go in here and see what's going on. Yeah. So I think it should start with Lucinda. Like if you go to the text messages on the 470 number. It looks like it actually went there for this one.
Okay.
And then there's a link in there. It'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Oh.
Yep, and then you click on that, and that's the outline of the agreement in writing. It looks like it says Romandi Roblero, since that's mm-hmm. what the card was under. Yeah, so you basically just click there and then type out the name as it appears above to confirm the signature. And then it'll take you to a page for username and password. That's for your tracking system. We also have an app that you'll be able to download. So that'll actually give you a lot of transparency on, like, how many clients we're bringing in for you guys each month. That way he knows, like, what he made from using our services, you know. And then also you can request reviews through that app. So it's a very good tool. But usually the customers are going to call you guys live off of the first page of Google. Same thing with, like, the Facebook campaigns. But if you guys are missing calls for whatever reason, that tracking system's a good tool where you could just kind of go back in there and then confirm or follow up with them.
Okay.
All right. And then we have your client interview scheduled here for about 21 minutes from now. Before I disconnect, because we're going to circle back with you here in like 20 minutes. I got to notate the account, make sure it's ready for the interview. Did you get the Google verification form?
Which one is, I'm still like signing on the...
Oh, the subscription terms one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could take your time with that one. So there's going to be another one that'll come through, Lucinda. It'll say pictures needed for Google verification. And that's what I was telling you. That's the one you want to fill out as best as you can. And then if anything's missing, just check the box at the bottom that you're okay with us doing a video call if we need to do the video call.
Okay.
All right. Well, here, I'm manually sending it to you too here. Just make sure you got it. And sometimes it takes a couple of days to get that one back to us, so don't panic if you feel like you're missing something. But it looks like the Google verification form and the tracking system information went to this phone number, the 678 line. So you should have those there. And then the outline of the agreement went to your number. I did change it, so like moving forward, text messages will go to the 678 number, but every business line that your customers are going to see is going to be the 470 number. So they should be calling you directly once we have everything up and running, Lucinda. And that's what they'll see like online, okay? But just for us to text you guys, I put the 678 number in there.
Okay. So here... So Google verification, what do I have to do?
Yeah, so it's kind of explanatory. You just want to fill it out. So you want to put like your first name, last name, email. It's going to ask you for a series of different photos. On average, it takes a business owner like 2 to 3 days to get this back to me, Lucinda. So don't panic if you feel like, you know, you got to do it before the interview. That's not the case. You have time. But yeah, you want to upload photo where it tells you to upload photo, and you could either like snap a picture from your phone or from this phone of what it's asking for, or you could upload it if you have it already in like the photo gallery. And then once you upload them, it'll actually go to the Google headquarters, and then they'll put a little badge and a check mark on the Google business profile that you're a verified contractor. That helps a lot from a credibility standpoint. People usually look for Google verified contractors or that badge before they actually hire a business off the internet. That way they know it's like a real company. It's not some like fly by night business, you know?
Yeah.
So you definitely want to fill that out. Once you're Google verified, you guys are always going to be Google verified. Like even if you stop using our services later and you're not on the first page of Google anymore from us, you'll still have like your Google business profile and that verification. So that's like something that's going to benefit the business long term, unless you like move out of commerce or move to a different area.
Okay.
Then we have to redo the process over, but that's a future conversation. So right now you just want to fill that out as best you can and then look out for our phone call here in about 20 minutes. I'm going to have a bilingual representative circle back with you and Raphael, and then we'll walk you through the setup process for the client interview, okay?
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon. I also sent over my number, so if you guys have questions, comments, or concerns, you could always call me directly. We do offer 24/7 customer service as well, and I've also have you linked to bilingual representatives. So anytime you or Raphael call in, it'll always be a rep that speaks English and Spanish, okay? Just for to make sure that he feels comfortable.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. You have a great day. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.